Hi everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club starring Chester and Mummy.
No.
No.
Mummy and Balloon, Pen and Dexter snuggly.
Balloon, Pen and Dexter snuggly. I am in fact looking at a balloon, a Dexter and a pen on the seat which Chester usually sits in, so I guess these are my special co-hosts today. Welcome to the show. Tell me, Balloon, why do you enjoy books so much? Oh, I think he's just full of air. He can't actually talk. What about you, Texter? You must be able to talk because you can draw and write things. No? Nothing? All right. Well, I think we might actually have to ask Chester to come and talk and be part of this podcast because we are reading the second... Oh, what's that? A bird? We're reading the second half of the Pokemon school trip book, and Chester was going to let everybody know what had happened. So can you come over here, please, Chester? Come on. He's a chicken. Chester the chicken is going to recap everyone. So what happened, Chester? Come on, something silly now. Okay. You were just going to tell me. So what happened? What part? What do you remember? Can you talk in a normal voice so they can understand?
That was the Pokemon field trip.
You sound like you've had helium. In a normal voice, please. They went on a Pokemon field trip. Okay. We, Chester, not Chester from Chester's Book Club Chester, but listener Chester left us another voice note to let me know how to pronounce the professor's name, which I think he said Kikoi. Quite, oh my gosh, I should have practiced that more. I've written a little cheat sheet. We looked up how to pronounce some of these Pokemon names because I honestly have no idea and they're all very tricky. So apologize for any listeners who are proper Pokemon fans that I'm probably butchering how to pronounce most of these Pokemon characters, but hopefully you enjoy the story all the same. All right, so yeah, I don't really remember, but they're gone on a school trip. And we should say, sorry, we haven't really recorded podcasts lately. Why haven't we, Chester? Because we've been on holidays, haven't we? Yes. All right. Chester the chicken is still here, unfortunately. Okay. Maybe don't play with the staple. So chapter 4, Team Rocket Attack. A little while later, Lana asked, "Where's Popplio?" Everyone looked, but there was no sign of Popplio. "Don't worry, Lana," said Misty. "There's a lake up ahead. I bet that's where Popplio is." I didn't look up how to say that, so hopefully that's right. "Good idea," said Lana. As they approached the lake, there was a huge Gyarados burst out of the water roaring. The friends jumped back screaming. Lana laughed. "I'm still going to look," she said, taking off her clothes to reveal a swimming costume underneath. She dived into the water. "I like this girl," declared Misty, jumping in after her. Beneath the water were all sorts of beautiful and exciting Pokemon. Lana swam happily from one to the next before spotting Popplio, who was playing with some seahorse. Later that day, the friends all met back at the entrance to Professor Oak's laboratory. "Well, I'm glad we're all back together," said Misty, smiling at Popplio. Suddenly, a crashing noise made them all look up. A giant robotic Meowth was thundering towards them. "What on earth?" said Ash. A net dropped down from the robot Meowth, capturing all the Pokemon. It dragged the Pokemon up to its open hatch. You mean who on earth?" called James from inside the machine. "And the answer is, who else?" added Jesse from beside him. "Team Rocket," Jesse and James cried together. I don't really understand that. Anyway, chapter 5, Battle with Robo Meowth. "Ugh, you again," Misty said in disgust. "You know them too, us? Sophocles, I think that's how it is. "Oh yes," agreed Brock. "They're old rivals of ours. Give our Pokemon back." "There are Pokemon now," called Jesse. "There's no point asking," Ash said, pulling out a Pokeball. Lycanroth, I choose you." Ash's Lycanroth burst out snarling. "Use Rock Throw," Ash cried. Lycanroth fired rubble towards the robot Meowth, but the robot just put up its metallic arms and knocked it back. "Crobat," yelled Brock. "Staryu," shouted Misty, and their Pokemon joined the fight. Lickinrock, use Accelerock, said Ash. His Pokemon threw itself at the robot, knocking it backwards. Robo Meowth's massive paw launched towards Lickinrock. Or maybe it's Lickinrock, I'm saying that wrong. Crobat used its supersonic move, blocking the attack. Use Bubble Beam, Misty called to Staryu. Her Pokemon's bubbles hit the robot until it short-circuited and then exploded. It released the captured Pokemon. Pikachu! Ash cried happily, hugging his Pokemon. Team Rocket stumbled out of their robot Meowth. Then Beware appeared and scooped them up in its arms. The strong arm Pokemon ran away, still holding Team Rocket. Well, what just happened? Brock stammered. Before anyone could answer him, the wreckage of the robot began to rustle. Oh, bless you, Chester Chicken. Ash and his friends drew backwards. What new danger were they about to face? Chapter 6, Jigglypuff Song. The creature that emerged was small, pink and round with a smile on its face. Is that a real Jigglypuff? Sophosiles asked in delight. It's so sweet, exclaimed Lily. What's that in its hands? Asked Mallow curiously. Oh no, said Ash as he, Brock and Misty all stepped backwards. Guys, you need to cover your ear. But it was too late. As Ash was speaking, Jigglypuff held the microphone to its mouth and began to sing. Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff, Jiggly. It sang softly. Oh, softly. I should have read that first. A moment later, Ash and its friends were fast asleep on the ground. Ha ha ha, Ash laughed. He pointed at Kiawi's face, which now had a beard and big eyebrows drawn on it. I don't know what you're laughing at, Kiawi said. I'm not sure whiskers really suit you, Kiawi added. Ash and his friends looked around at each other. Jigglypuff had drawn on all of their faces while they were asleep. Jigglypuff, they all cried, and then they started giggling. The next day, Ash and his friends were in for a big surprise. They were going to the Cerulean Gym. There they could practice Pokemon battles. Misty was gym leader there. Welcome to the Cerulean Gym, everybody. Don't kick that, please. She said, trainers in the Kanto region travel to gyms, battling the gym leaders, Misty said. When you win, you earn a badge. There are 8 badges to be won in total, Misty explained. And when you've won them all, Ash added, you can compete in the Pokemon League. All right, there's a part 3. So maybe we can leave that for another time. And we'll keep going. But I haven't looked. We'll keep going. All right, chapter 7. So wait, part 3 is called the Cerulean Gym. And I don't know how to pronounce that either. Misty versus Mallow and Lana. What's the Pokemon League? Asked Mallow. It's a big tournament where all the best Pokemon trainers battle each other, Ash replied. We don't have anything like that in Alola, Lana said. For now, Professor... How do I say that again? Kikoi said. Let's get started with some practice battles. Yeah, everyone cheered. Okay, Lana and Mallow, do you want to try your chances against Misty? Yes, please, they said. Okay. Let's see what you can do, Misty cried, as they all leaped into the battle ring. All right, Steenie, use Magical Leaf, called Mallow. Misty's Psyduck backed away from Steenie's shooting leaves. Popplio, use Bubble Beam, shouted Lana. Popplio's bubbles knocked Psyduck right onto its back. Psyduck, use Water Gun, was Misty's response. But Popplio was too quick. It blew a giant balloon that sucked up all of Psyduck's water. Go, Popplio, Lana cheered. That's a clever trick, Lana, Misty said, sounding impressed. But what are you going to do with it now? Balloon launch, Lana cried. Popplio used its tail to bat a balloon over the Psyduck. The balloon sucked it inside. Use Magical Leaf against Steenie, called Mallow, seeing an opportunity. Steenie's leaves pelted the giant balloon, making it pop. Psyduck was dropped down to the ground, landing on its head. Chapter 8, Brock versus Sophosiles. Is that how I said it? Sophokiles and Lily. Oops, sorry, said Mallow anxiously. Don't worry, said Misty. Psyduck will be fine, and it's at its best in a challenge. Sure enough, Psyduck was back on its feet. Psyduck's eyes glowed with a new determination. Sigh, sigh, it began. Psyduck! And with that, it shook its head using confusion move. Steenie and Popplio were lifted up into the air, unable to make another move. After a few moments, Misty said gently, "I think you can let them down again, Psyduck." "Yes, that's them out of action," Professor Kikoi agreed. Looking a bit embarrassed, Psyduck carefully lowered the other two Pokemon back to the ground. "Well done, you two," Misty said. "You showed great battle instincts." "Thanks," replied Mallow. "I feel more confident already," said Lana. "Come on," said Brock to Sophocles and Lily. "It's our turn now." "Yeah, let's go," said Sophocles nervously. Toga Demaru, "you zingzap," Sophocles cried. His Toga Demaru built up a huge electric charge and then went spinning towards Brock's Geodude. "Yeah," shouted Sophocles and Lily. The two Pokemon collided with a bang, but they looked again. Geodude was fine. Geodude is remarked.
Did you read calmly.
Pardon?
Did you read Zing Zap?
I think so. Chapter 9, The Pokemon League. "What?" said Sophocles in shock. "Zing Zap didn't do a thing. Electric moves should have some effect. Geodude is a rock and electric type." You're thinking of a lowland Geodude," Brock said. "Geodude from Kanto and rock and ground type Pokemon. Electric moves have no effect on them." "Oh no," said Sophocles. "What a miscalculation." "Don't worry, Sophocles," said Lily. "Leave everything to us, Snowy," Lily called to a Vulpix. "Use powder snow." Snowy drew a deep breath and blew a blizzard towards Geodude. "Gyro ball, Geodude," cried Brock. Geodude spun in a crackling ball of energy, repelling the snow. "Wow, I've never seen gyro ball used as a defense move," said Sophocles, his eyes wide. "Brock wins," declared Professor Kikoi. "Do you see how much there is to learn from Pokemon battles?" he asked his Alolan students. They all nodded, their eyes shining with excitement. "That's why I'm determined to make the Pokemon League part of Alola's tradition," said Professor Kikoi, looking to see how they'd react. "That's a brilliant idea," said Ash, and the others nodded and cheered. "It's been great getting our gang back together," Brock said to Ash and Misty. "You're right," Ash agreed. "And next it's your turn to come and visit me in Alola." "We definitely will, Ash," said Misty. "You can count on it," Brock added. "Sounds as though you might need our help setting up a Alolan Pokemon League." The end. And that is the end of Pokemon School Trip. Did you enjoy it? I think that's a yes in chicken. Chester, thank you for recommending Pokemon to us. I'm sorry that I had great difficulty pronouncing all of the tricky Pokemon names, but I hope you enjoyed it anyway. If you have a book you would like us to read, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. As long as this is not a Pokemon book, so I don't have to struggle through reading all the character names again. Okay, Chester the chicken would like to tell you something. Okay, you'd like me to. What would you like me to tell them? Okay. I thought we were past whispering, but... Quick, go. Why don't you tell the listeners that yourself?
No.
All right, today we went to the Royal Melbourne Show. If you're from Australia, you probably know what the show is. If you are from overseas, it started as an agricultural show. So they have animals and all different things that people compete in, like cake making and sewing, and that people bring their cows and their sheep, and there are judges and they get first, second, third prize. But there are also rides and lots of food and sideshows and show bags, which are bags full of all toys and things and ice cream. And Chester got a ninja show bag, and the actual bag was nearly as big as him, and he had a great time. Bigger than you, was it? So now we have lots of plastic ninja toys.
And I got two bags.
You did get two. And why did you get two?
I did get one from the library.
When we were in Japan, Chester saw a little ninja kit and we said, "Oh, we don't have time. We'll come back. We'll be able to get one." And then we never found another one again. So we said he could get a ninja show bag here. Anyway.
Mom, you should have got it just then because that was the one.
Yes, in hindsight, we should have just got the ninja set that we saw on the island when we were in Japan, but we didn't. And lesson learnt to parents out there, just buy the toy when you see it, because you might never see it again. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye. You saying bye, Chester Chicken?